You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Bacteria in the water. Our very own lakes can have very high levels of E. coli, and you do not want to swim in that. It can make you sick. The Mayo Clinic says it's a bacteria that usually lives in animals' intestines. And this nasty bug gets into our water after recent rain drains urban sewer water and rural agricultural runoff into our lakes and streams. It's a major problem in Wisconsin. It's called cyanobacteria, or what we call blue-green algae in our freshwater systems. It's the outbreak of smelly and slimy microorganisms that can kill fish and block sunlight from deeper water organisms. And for us humans, it causes nausea, vomiting, and may progress to more serious, long-term health issues like liver failure or cancer. And it can happen for people swimming in it, eating fish from it, or drinking the infected water. So the DNR and other agencies have to monitor hundreds of lakes and beaches for unhealthy levels. And there's actually an interactive map on their website that you can check out ahead of time. Or if you're already there, signs should be posted at those beaches. Higher temperatures and increased sunlight in summer months encourage and increase these algae blooms, and so does standing water. Recently, elevated E. coli bacteria levels were found off of Silver Creek in Ripon, and in Chippewa, off of Otter Lake Beach, they're under an advisory, as well as the Trempealeau River in Pietrek County Park Beach. Remember, if the water looks or smells bad, stay out of it and keep kids and pets and livestock away. Fountains have been used to fight this in local ponds, and people in the community are using rain barrels to help reduce runoff. Also, using phosphorus-free fertilizers will help. We've seen a surge in ER visits for tick bites over the past week or so. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the number of hospital visits for ticks has doubled. And we're seeing more this year than the same time last year. Unsurprisingly, a lot of these tick bites are concentrated in the North Woods. The best way to prevent tick bites is to wear bug spray, cover as much skin as you can with your clothes, and do tick checks after you've been in wooded areas with tall grass or brush. Wisconsin has 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes. We've got a lot of little critters to worry about, and one of those is in our water, invasive species.
We can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to a larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body. A major bridge in western Wisconsin is open again after its second emergency closure in 2 years. Here's Jimmy Cuska with more.
A bridge crossing the Mississippi River to the south of La Crosse is open once again. The Blackhawk Bridge, which takes motorists from Wisconsin to Lansing, Iowa, reopened Monday morning. It was closed on May 17th due to one of its piers moving, but Iowa DOT officials said the bridge is safe to cross. The DOT said that it is planning future closures due to construction of the 94-year-old bridge's replacement, which is set to open in 2027. The current bridge was also closed last year for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs.
And a Wisconsin Girl Scout has set a new record for the most cookies ever sold. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Molly Lennius graduates from Madison East High School this week. She's now sold more than 35,000 boxes of cookies throughout her life. That's the most of any Wisconsin Girl Scout ever. The Badgerland Council of the Girl Scouts estimates she spent about 700 hours selling cookies in sunshine, rain, and snow. When combined with her sister Victoria, together they've sold almost 65,000 boxes of cookies. Congrats to them.
And Wisconsin's tourism industry saw another record-breaking year in 2024. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Tourism say over 114 million people visited the state last year, which generated a total economic impact of nearly $26 billion. The previous record had been set in 2023 at about $25 billion. In addition to the growing number of visitors and the money they bring, the tourism workforce grew by over 2% to 182,000 jobs. The arraignment for the man accused of abducting a pregnant teenager from Beaver Dam has been postponed by 2 weeks. Lisa Hale has the details.
According to online court records, 40-year-old Gary Day faces multiple charges in connection with the disappearance of 17-year-old Sophia Franklin. He was originally scheduled to enter a plea last week. That hearing has now been rescheduled for June 17th. Day is charged with 2 counts of child abduction and 2 counts of child enticement under state law. In addition to those charges filed in Wisconsin and in Nebraska, the suspect was also indicted on federal charges last month. The case remains under investigation across multiple jurisdictions.
And a Wisconsin representative pushes to keep coal-fired power plants open. Joanne Krulatz explains.
Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany is calling on the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to prioritize overall power production and not to close coal-fired plants. In a letter to the commission, Congressman Tiffany said keeping all the state's current power plants online and opening new power facilities is critical to maintaining the state's manufacturing industry. He's calling for the use of all power supply sources, including natural gas, coal, and nuclear power. He also claimed wind and solar energy production can't keep up with the state's needs.
And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced that over 82,000 residents have added emergency contact information to their Department of Motor Vehicles records. It's a new program that was created under the To Inform Families First law, signed by Governor Tony Evers in 2023. The goal is to help law enforcement authorities connect with emergency contacts faster in the event of a serious crash. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 4-game series at home against the Cardinals tonight. The crew losing to the Braves yesterday, 6-2. Rookie pitcher Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he's been so great for us. He's a rookie. He's never faced, you know, being in that spot. So maybe that's going to be a good learning experience for him. We still have full confidence. He still got through 5.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up. Yesterday, Jordan Love hit former Chiefs and Jets wide receiver Mecole Hardman on a 70-yard touchdown pass. NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton says Brad Weber, his coach from Oshkosh North High, was at the game.
It's important for me at a time like this to talk to people whose opinions I respect. Coach Weber is one of those, you know, being my high school coach. Coach Prohm is in the back there, my college coach. You know, I've had many conversations with those guys. You know, these games can get crazy, and you know, I think what I've learned from those guys as my coaches and Coach Carlisle, you know, is that people follow the leader.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Networks sure know how to milk a goodbye. Former Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak retired in 2023 after much pomp and circumstance. Now there is an equal amount of ceremony as he steps down from Celebrity Wheel of Fortune after 5 seasons. Sajak is fine, but his retirement has reached epic ridiculousness with some fans shedding tears. Sajak is affable enough, but he didn't split the atom. It's a game show. And maybe the easiest one ever. The entertainment world has already lost one musical genius this week in Sly Stone, and now another has passed away. Brian Wilson has died at the age of 82. Wilson co-founded the Beach Boys with his brothers Carl and Dennis and cousin Mike Love in Hawthorne, California. The band created such hits as Good Vibrations, When I Grow Up to Be a Man, and God Only Knows. It's supposed to cool off and rain this weekend, so we should probably all fire up Pet Sounds to celebrate summer and sunshine. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. Summer blockbuster season rolls on this weekend with some great options if you are headed to the theater. The highly anticipated live-action version of How to Train Your Dragon opens this weekend and has a very solid 82% on Rotten Tomatoes when it comes to critics. This is the fourth installment of the franchise, but the previous films have all been animated. Materialists is the latest material from Studio A24. The rom-com stars Pedro Pascal as a New York City matchmaker caught in a love triangle. The film is drawing an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. Science fiction drama, The Life of Chuck, opens wide this weekend. The film is reviewing well and based on a short story by Stephen King. And if you're in the mood for a Western, check out The Unholy Trinity. The film stars Samuel Jackson and Pierce Brosnan, but has not been reviewed yet. My assumption would be lots of good gunfights, decent acting, cheesy dialogue, and a pretty bad story, as it has not been made available to critics yet. Let's go to the movies. Many birthdays in one's life are milestones. There is turning 10, which is double digits. 21, you can get into bars legally. And 35, you can be president. For actress Elizabeth Hurley, turning 60 means she gets to post a pic on social media appearing in her literal birthday suit. That's right, naked at 60 and on social media are words that are typically abhorrent at best, but not for 0.00001% of the population, and that is Elizabeth Hurley and probably three other people. Hurley has starred in such films as Charlie's Angels, Austin Powers, and of course, Christmas in the Caribbean. This birthday story gets a little weirder when her son commented on the photo saying, "Happy birthday, Mama." So sweet. Again, probably 0.0001% of kids that wouldn't be mortified at a naked picture of a 60-year-old parent on Instagram. And to make things even weirder, and before you think you might have a shot, fellas, she's dating Billy Ray Cyrus, who calls her the love of his life. Who else has an achy breaky heart right now? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some sunshine this morning, more cloud cover a little later this afternoon, and there will be more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high today, 72. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms with a low of 52. Tomorrow, we'll be cooler with scattered thunderstorms with highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.